Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Let's welcome Dr. Armand Santillana. Hi, Dr. Armand. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Alam mo, Claudette, isa sa mga magagandang kwento, speaking of sakripisyo, ay imaibahagi niya ang kanyang like experience at ang kanyang kwento sa
That's
mga
right.
tagapakinig natin dito sa SBS Filipino. Right? alam mo, noong 2017, sir, nahanap ko lang to, nakita ko kasi napakaganda, Claudette. Merong sinulat si Dr. Armand ng Traversing the Barriers, the Escolarian's Journey to the Country Down Under. So parang dito, isinulat niya, inilahad niya ang kanyang saloobin sa pag-move, pag-migrate, lalo na kanyang experience. And I will just quote, you know, one line doon bago tayo magkwentuhan, sir. Napakaganda kasi ng sinabi niya dito, Claudette.
Mm-hmm.
The equation between the promise of a better life and comfort zone does not seem to actually reconcile when reality strikes life of an immigrant is not that all promising. So parang, ang ganda ng balance doon. Sir, sorry, inunahan na kita about what you wrote in 2017. It's all right. Okay, so tanungin na natin si sir, doon sa mga hindi nakakaalam or kung mga nakakilala sa inyo, pwede mo ikwento mo sa amin, ano ba yung ginagawa mo dati sa Pilipinas and for how long mo siya ginawa?
Yes, back in the Philippines, I used to work in the university as a college professor. I did it for 25 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And until that time, I was teaching mass comm major subjects, which, you know, one of those happened to be your subject years back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And aside from that, I also did theater in the Philippines. So basically, that was my involvement of those times.
Mm-hmm. Katulad ng pinagkwentuhan natin kanina, Claudette, kasi, sir, we're talking about passion sa amin kasi, so broadcast, sa radio, si Claudette, TV, and broadcasting as well, and we would appreciate yung same na, yung love nyo and passion for,
right.
like, teaching and all that. Bukod doon, meron pa ba kayo bang ibang ginagawa sa Pilipinas, or kasi, nakita ko yun sa school, siguro, more than 5 days and all. Do you have other things?
Yeah, because besides teaching as my real profession, I'm into stage directing. So I've been in the theater in and out of Centro Escolar. I was involved with affiliates of organizations outside the university. So basically, I'm into theater environment back then.
Right. Talong natin, Claudette, feeling ko, kasi yung time na na-spend ni Dr. Armand sa buhay niya sa school, di ba? Mm-hmm. Sa university, and then sa theater sa Pilipinas. So, did you ever think, tinanong ko si Claudette kanina, did you ever think na lilipat po kayo and mag-move somewhere else? Was this planned?
Well, actually, seeing how it was going back in the Philippines, I had the thought of moving out because, you know, I could see that the future there was pretty bright for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we did plan to go first to Canada, but it didn't work. I even tried to go to U.S., but it didn't materialize. Then, finally, my wife thought of going to Australia.
Oh,
maybe it was just planned. But it just happened so quick that after a year of crossing our papers, we're now here in Australia, living permanently.
All right. Sir, tanong namin, bakit po Australia, if you've considered, you know, these countries, bakit po sa Australia and paano kayo nag-prepare going
there? Because my choice was Canada and America, but it did not work out because, you know, I don't know, for some reasons. But when Australia opened for accountants, my wife is an accountant, so she tried. And then maybe it was God's plan for us to be here. So it didn't take us long to Australia. So it was my wife who was the instrument to make it happen. Then she took us along. And the rest is history. But I've been here for more than a decade now. So no regret. I enjoy living here now.
Sir, bago tayo pag-usapan yung ginagawa niyo po dito sa Australia and you know how you have adjusted, sa Pilipinas pa, ano mga nami-miss nyo, if we can ask, no? Kami, Claudette, kasi curious, kasi hindi na pinagkukwento kami before namin kausapin. Ang dami namin na bagay na nami-miss, yung ginagawa namin everyday, yung routine. Sa Pilipinas po ba, ano po ba yung nami-miss nyo, like, ngayon na sana din, baka nagagawa nyo?
Well, I would say, okay. I still miss doing the teaching job and doing theater work there. Mm-hmm. But on the side, I miss the noise in the Philippines. We used to have it mm-hmm. in the house, but because in Australia, you have to do it yourself. In the Philippines, mm-hmm. everything is handy. Here, mm-hmm. everything is you have to do it by yourself. That's it. Mm-hmm. I miss the company of my friends. You know, all those things, those basic things.
Are there moments or specific, like, my experiences, sir, that you can share sa amin sa Pilipinas? Like, nung nasa DGA or sa Dramatic Guild, see you Dramatic Guild, that, you know, natumatak and feeling yun yung madadala nyo or nadala nyo dito sa Australia. Can you share any of those
experiences? I would say the sense of determination and conviction. Because mm-hmm. in the guild, I was honing and training people. I imparted discipline. I would say that mm-hmm. kind of skill and discipline mm-hmm. is something I have brought here in Australia, which helps me survive my life, you know, living here.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, respect for job, respect for people is something I really value.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Ayun. At syempre, naalala ko rin dati, sir, no? Pag sa class, di ba? I can see your passion and alam mo, Claudette, ang dami ko natutunan mm-hmm. kahit nasa radio ko noon, hindi ko matututunan sa field or as a practitioner, parang gano'n.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat ko natutunan, anong natutunan ko from Dr. Armand. So, ayun. And so yung adjustment mo for that, like family, how did they accept, like, you know, the decision or like your friends, especially the community in the university?
Well, it took us a year to have it processed, and then during the process, my friends knew about it. Of course, they were sad about the thought of us leaving, mm-hmm. and my sons, my kids rather, though they were excited, still, they mm-hmm. were having the hesitation to come here because it's a totally new environment. For me also, mm-hmm. to leave my career in the Philippines was a big decision for me to do. Because for those years, I've been teaching, I've been, you know, mm-hmm. Exposed to that, and coming mm-hmm. here was totally uncertain. So there was a time when mm-hmm. I first came here, up feeling already in the money, I wanted to go back because I had mm-hmm. The depression because mm-hmm. I was unemployed for more than a month. So I felt so sad because, you know, mm-hmm. I told myself I left my work in the Philippines, then I came here just to do nothing.
It takes a lot of courage, Ika nga, to make that big decision. It's a life changing.
Yeah. Yeah. The most important lesson I learned coming here is humility.
Mm.
That's why when I first came here, I had to set aside my, you know, my pride. You know, I came here with all the degrees from mm-hmm. the Philippines. I thought I'll be able to use them, but, you know, I realized it's not about that. But, you know, it's how you accept your faith in a new country. So sure. I became more, you know, the sense of humility was there. Without mm-hmm. that, I wouldn't make it.
Kailan po kayo dumating dito? Anong year? I'm sure you remember the first day.
2008.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We came here with balikbay boxes and all those things we could bring. Because mm-hmm. We left the Philippines. We sold our properties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came here mm-hmm. with only expectation that it would be a better life for us. We thought it would be easy for us here to get a house. So I asked my in-laws to look for a house to rent, to stay. But realization was not that, you know, that good. So we had to stay in one studio, small studio, with my kids and my son-in-law, with our balikbay box as divider in that small room. And that's how we started.
Humbling.
Because I had no work, could you imagine I had to do all the menial jobs you could think of? So I had to set aside my being professor back in the Philippines. I had to grab the scrub, the mop, I clean the toilet, I distributed catalogs, all possible things you could think of. But mm-hmm. having those things done, I was, you know, I was crying along the way because, you know, I told myself, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I left the Philippines, I did one major show in CCP, Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
That was my last performance. And after that, I flew to Sydney. That's
mm-hmm.
it. So it was a shock for me to realize that I gave up everything for this country. But, you know, the bottom line was, I gave up because of my family or my children. So I had to swallow everything I could possibly swallow.
You know, you're leaving your comfort zone. That's not your comfort zone. Totally not.
That was my thinking before. I thought coming here would be easier. But it was really hard for the first time. That's why after 1 year, I wanted to go home. I said to my wife, I want to go home. I want to justify my decision to come here because I had no closure. I was so sad. There's a time that I wanted to, I was driving the car. I wanted to, smash it somewhere because I was so sad. I was so coming here. But that was only 1 year. After 1 year, when I got employed, I got settled, and I saw my kids improving, excelling in school, then I went to the Philippines to have a closure and came back again. And I realized my decision was the best after all.
How did you, keep on fighting and going 1 year before? Kasi feeling nyo parang nahihirapan and even naisip nyo pa na itong mga bagay habang nagdo-drive, may mga naisip kayong gandong bagay. Pero sa mga nakikinig dyan, lalo yung mga bagong dating na feeling nila, ito, medyo challenging talaga, hindi ko makuha, hindi ko makakas ng trabaho. What kept you going?
The driving force behind it was my kids, my family. I told my wife, we have to go back, but my wife was so strong to say, we are staying. And then I hold on to that, and my kids were growing, so I said, okay, let's give it a try. So I tried to do other jobs, really far from what I used to do. But eventually, I began liking it. So I did nursing. So, my life here became so dramatic, no? Para siyang dramatology.
Tingin niyo ba, sir, the decision was correct to move and migrate to Australia and then, leave? Kasi sacrifice. Binenta niyo lahat, sir, ng property, family, passion.
No, if you would ask me the question, when I first came here, I would say, I'll still go back. But after a decade of being here, when I saw my kids, achieving now what they aspire in life, okay, now I can proudly say, I love living here, and I'll be staying here for good. The road to it was really painful. One thing I could say is I had to go through it, and now I can tell a nice story. Because if I didn't go through it, there will be no nice to tell. I had to pass my social life, my social media life, because they were asking me, oh, how are you doing there? But I couldn't say anything because I was embarrassed to tell them, I'm unemployed here. So I had to stop. Only after a year that after I went back to the Philippines, I got back my FB and I started sharing my story online.
Are you in a comfort zone? In a different definition? Sir?
Ako siguro comfort zone per se because I have no better life with my kids. I can say, But, comfort zone in the Philippines is different kasi iba-ibang perspective yon. But in terms of survival, in terms of peaceful living, I would say now, this point in time, I'm comfortable, I'm happy, I'm contented, and I do not regret my decision of coming here.
Right. Siguro, lastly, sir, may question or kasi gusto namin malaman ni Claudia dito, no? So, mga nakikinig ngayon or may mga relatives sila na nasa Pilipinas pa or elsewhere na gustong mag-migrate, lalo na dito sa Australia. I think ang tanong is, how do you weigh yung sacrifice? How do you take it? Paano mo kinakaya? Ano yung sikreto, katulad sa inyo, sir, to be able to convert, madala dito and to have that courage? Siguro, one ultimate, siguro, advice from you.
Una is, it's all about your faith in God. Because if you're not a God-driven person, I think surviving here will be impossible. Because amidst all these trials that we went through, God was at the center of it. Because if we don't have Him guiding us, okay, I'm going to Philippines, but, that's it. It's the guiding force, the faith,
Ito, balita namin, you're directing this play sa church. Pwede bang ibigahan mo kami o mga nakikinig dyan to watch?
Actually, I just finished one production that was entitled Point of No Return, but this time, I'm doing several of them. But I have one coming up in May 9, There's a special motherly presentation. And you know what? I am featuring new breed of talent, and experienced yet passionate people who are willing to share their God's talent. I'm doing the live on Naomi and Ruth. These are both Bible characters. Naomi is played by Ate Presi Pangilinan de la Cruz. Ruth is played by Rita Sevilla, and the narrator is played by my wife. But, you know, I'm so excited because they are the first time performers on stage.
Minus the
drama behind it, I'm so eager and happy to present to the world these three women who are really enjoying the time to rehearse with me and do the production. It'll be held in New Christian Church in Prospect, New South Wales.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.